Academic today. I hope you're doing great. My name is Jenna and I will be your main host for today's episode. Before we get into today's case, I just want to say a big thank you to everyone that showed love and listened to my first episode. I really appreciate all of you. It means a lot to me. Last episode was a shit show, but I'm really trying to improve this podcast as much as possible. So if you have any tips, any ideas, any suggestions, please don't hesitate to leave them on my Instagram. That's Jenna's with 5 S. I will leave it in the description of this episode, and yeah, that's all I gotta say. Let's get into today's case. So today we're gonna talk about a very famous case in the Middle East, especially in Egypt. I don't think there's anyone from Egypt that haven't at least heard of it. I myself heard of it when I was, you know, younger. I did not really know the details, and I think a lot of people don't know the details of the story. So yeah, if you want to know more, keep listening. I'm talking about the Alexandria serial killers, Raya and Sakina, or Raya and Sakina. They were sisters who brutally killed their victims, and we're gonna get into that later on. So, Raya and Sakina did not really have a good reputation to start with, especially back then because they were involved in prostitution. So, this took place 100 years ago, and you would think that, no, well, I at first thought that, you know, prostitution would be illegal because it's back then, but it actually was not. It was pretty much legal under the British rule back when the United Kingdom took over Egypt, so yeah, it was legal. And the sisters were able to open several brothels in different places, and they were successful. And in these brothels, what's wrong with me? In these brothels, the visitors would smoke trees. Look, I read a lot of articles about this and about this case, and almost all of them wrote that the visitors would smoke hashish. Hashish is the Arabic word for weed, I believe. So yeah, I just really did not want to say that the visitors would smoke hashish. They would smoke, okay, it's the same thing. So yeah, the visitors would smoke, drink, like, you know, get drunk, and they would participate in prostitution stuff. So yeah, and the sisters had hired 2 men as their guards, and these 2 men would become a part of their gang. You know, even one of them married Raya, and the other is later becomes Skina's boyfriend. So yeah, we're gonna get into that later. So yeah. This happened in 1919, and back then people would invest their money in gold jewelry instead of banks. I don't know if there was banks 100 years ago. I honestly don't know. I have no idea. So yeah, you know, women would wear gold accessories, these heavy ass necklaces and bracelets, even anklets, and these type of women were the ones Raya and Sakina wanted. And so they were able to lead more than 17 women, and all of them ended up being murdered. All because Raya and Sakina wanted to rob them. They wanted their jewelry, their gold. So yeah. So the way they would lead on these women is that they would act like these rich ladies, and then they would go to the market, and yeah, they would go to these women, and they'd be like, hey, no, I was gonna say, hey, vecino. They would be like, hey, oh my god, how are you today? It's been a long time since I saw you. Wow, is that a new dress? Oh my god, I love it. Look, I have an offer for you. Why don't you come over? We could grab some tea or maybe some alcohol. I promise it's gonna be so fun. Look, I don't really know what they used to say, okay, but they just used to lure them to their home with the promise of the pleasures they had to offer. And so once the woman would come and, you know, enter the house, they would sit them down, and let's say Raya would be welcoming the woman while Sakina would go grab a glass of alcohol. Here, it's so hot outside today, isn't it? You must be really thirsty. Just take this. And so they would wait till the woman took a sip, then another sip, then one more sip, okay, and then the woman would eventually be drunk, and then one of the sisters would wet a piece of cloth and put it into the woman's mouth, and the woman would suffocate. This was not the only way they would kill their victims. They would also cut their throats, that their throats, and yeah, there's a lot of graphic things. So yeah, and so the police at this point, they were getting a lot of complaints from the relatives of the missing woman, and soon enough rumors started spreading and people started getting suspicious of the sisters, because a lot of people witnessed them with the woman before they disappeared, because you know they would go to the market. There's a lot of people in these markets. So the police arrested them, but they outsmarted the interrogators, and there's also no really direct evidence. There wasn't really, you know, solid evidence against them, and they were able to walk free. So Skeena, she is the youngest, by the way. She left her rental home for some reason. It's not really that important. And her house had some renovations to be done. So her landlord, he was trying to install water pipes. And the landlord is blind. So like he's digging, trying to find a spot. And then his shovel hits something. It's not the ground. Also, oh my god, what is this bad smell? Maybe a cat has died here or something. I don't know. He has digged before. That's not really normal. He's blind, he can't see, so he kneels down, puts his hand where he was digging. It wasn't a cat, it wasn't an animal either. Oh my god, is that human bones? The police has to know about this. He rushes to tell the police. They rush over to Skeena's house. Just from the smell, they immediately knew that it was a dead body here. And they go to where he claims he found the bones, and sure enough, that man had discovered the corpse of one of the missing women. And so Raya, her husband, Hasabala, one of the guards they had hired, and Skeena and her boyfriend Abdul Ad, I don't know if I'm spelling his name right, Abdul Ad. Also, he was also one of the men that they had hired as guards. All of them, four of them, they were arrested together. And it was a shit show. The investigations took months, and the whole time these four kept blaming the crimes on each other. But then guess what? Raya had a 9-year-old daughter by the name of Badia, and this girl incriminated all of them, even though her mom had warned her not to tell anyone anything, or else they would do to her exactly what they did to their victims. So yeah, let me walk you through the background of these two sisters. So these sisters had a tough time growing up. Their father abandoned the family actually when they were still very young, and they described their mother as unable to show love to her kids. They also had an older brother that was just down on his luck. Life was so hard for them, and so the family did everything they could to survive. They were so desperate, their mom introduced them to the life of crime when they were still young. And when they had no food, no money, they had nothing really. They would send the youngest, Skeena, to sell her body in return of fruit and vegetables. This is so sad. I know they later become serial killers, but this does not mean that any child should go through that. I don't care what you say, this is just so messed up. And so the girls grew up, and World War happened, and the economic situation was so bad at that time. The sisters got married several times, and soon they went to Alexandria with new partners. They actually, Raya, you know, they after they opened the brothels in Alexandria, Raya married one of the men that they had hired, and Skeena was in a relationship with also one of the men. So also, they, as I said, they had several brothels. They later denied that they ever allowed prostitution, even though it was so clear that they did. And yeah, as I said, their business was successful. It was doing well, but then Egypt pushed for self-rule, and they decided, you know what, we don't want prostitution anymore. So the sisters had to find a way to live. At first, they were like, you know what, we're just gonna steal food just to get by. But the two sisters, they wanted to live, not just to survive. And they made a plan. They said, listen, we're gonna turn these rich clients into our prey. They wanted to do a half Robin Hood, take from the rich and give themselves. And they started killing these women, as I mentioned earlier, and they would take all their jewelry and bury them around the house until they got arrested. And the little girl, Raya's daughter Badia, tells the police everything. She actually saw the killings through a tiny hole in the wall at their house. And at the trial, this is so crazy, Skeena, at the trial, she was asked about the murders, and the newspaper men were fascinated by her bland expressions. She described taking life as death had passed. I have absolutely no idea what that means, but it's so freaking creepy. She also stated, I myself have cut the throats of 6 women in court. She also said, and I quote, okay, my first victim was called Hanim. I leaned over Hanim as if to whisper in her ear, soon after death had passed. She also said, after a throat cutting or something, we took off the jewelry and searched for valuables, which were divided. I had to look sharp to make sure I was not cheated out of my share. Okay. The fact that she said after a throat cutting or something. Like, what do you mean? You know? Yeah, the court had enough evidence to find the two sisters guilty and sentence them to their husbands to death. And on 16th of May 1921, Raya and Skeena became the first Egyptian women to be executed to receive the death penalty. There's one more victim, Badia's daughter, who testified against them in court. She was killed in the hostel she was staying at. It was set on fire, and it's said that the fire was started by a relative of one of the victims of Freya and Skeena, and in more ways than one. Her death was also on the two wicked sisters. Yeah. Many movies, plays, and books were made and written about them. You know, I watched myself a play once on the TV. Yeah, I watched it with my whole family, and it was made in like kind of a funny way, you know. They were not making it that serious. Of course, it was not graphic. It was not, you know, in this genre, horror. It was in comedy or something. Yeah. It's been 100 years, and Egyptians still, till this day, they refuse to name their daughters the same as Raya and Skeena. And yeah, that was everything for today. It's a really old story. It's, you know, very short, very, you know, very, yeah. I hope you enjoyed today's story, and yeah, bye.